Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Y'all ready to get in the Word tonight? So grab your Bible, a notepad, and I want to talk to you tonight about strength for every storm. Strength for every storm. We've been hearing a whole lot about storms lately, haven't we? I mean, it's been ridiculous what's been happening. You know, you heard me talk about a couple weeks ago that hailstorm that hit on a Thursday afternoon. I was on my way home. It destroyed my windshield and my truck, put dents all over my truck. People next to me, I actually saw their whole windshields knocked out, their back rearview windows totally knocked out. Seriously, cars were going everywhere. I mean, I'd never been in a hailstorm that like that before. Somebody took pictures of the hails, and they were big as a baseball. They were huge. And then a couple of nights ago, you know, out where we live, there was another storm. A hailstorm came through. It was ridiculous. So there's a lot of storms in the natural. But also there's some storms that you and I go through in the spiritual realm as well. And tonight I want to help you through whatever storm you might be going through tonight. Because all of God's children are going through a storm. If you don't have one, you can borrow one from me. I'll give you one of mine. Amen. Freely I receive, freely I give to you. Amen. But strength for every storm. The Bible says that storms will come. Storms will come. We live in a broken world. And tonight I want to help you how to navigate through every storm of life. I've lived long enough to go through a few storms. And many of you have as well. And I want to share with you tonight how to navigate through the storm and come out stronger on the other side. I want to give you like 7 principles to walk away with tonight. They're basic, they're simple, but profound. You know, it's easy sometimes to hear it. It's something different to apply it. We want to take our learning and convert it into action. We want to take our learning and convert it into action. What do I mean? Not just a hearer, but a doer of the Word of God. Okay? So, strength for every storm. We're going to look at the scripture tonight that talks about storms will come, but the difference between those who make it through and those who don't was their foundation. Right? The difference between those who their house stood and withstood the storms of life and the ones that their house crumbled like Humpty Dumpty with the storms of life, the difference was foundation. The foundation they were building their life upon. Everybody say foundation. So tonight I want to talk to you about how to build a solid foundation where you and I can navigate through every storm that life would throw at us. Does that sound okay for the next 30 minutes? Okay. So Colossians 1, verse 23. So let me give you the big idea. Our foundation, another term that I see in the Bible for foundation is being established, rooted, and grounded in the Word of God. Established and rooted and grounded in the Word of God. That's a solid foundation. That's the description of the foundation that I want to share with you tonight, how to build. That you and I are established in the Word, that we're rooted and grounded in the Word. And what does that look like in everyday life? What does that look like when you say, well, as a believer, as a follower of Christ, I'm rooted and grounded in the Word? What does that look like? What's the prescription? How do you build a foundation like that, that can withstand physical, financial, mental, anxiety, worry, fear, all depression, all the, how do you build a life that can navigate through all of that and not be destroyed? Can navigate through all of that and come out stronger on the other side and not be a misfit or have shipwrecked faith or not finish my race? How do I navigate through the storms that life throws at me? That's the big idea tonight. So look what it says. If you continue in the faith, oh, here it is, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. So we're talking about building a faith that doesn't waver, an unwavering faith, a faith that's not tossed to and fro, a faith that's not what we call roller coaster faith, up one day and down the next, but a faith that's unwavering, a faith that is rooted, grounded, and settled in the Word of God. So if you continue, and that's kind of the key, isn't it? Continuing. If you continue in the faith, grounded, settled, one translation says rooted and grounded, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, and the gospel gives us hope. The Word gives us hope. Which you have heard, which is preached to every creature which is under heaven, where I am Paul, made a minister. So established, rooted, grounded in the Word is the foundation that you and I want to build our life upon. Okay, now what does that look like? And what does that mean? What does that mean when I say to somebody, you know, I'm rooted and I'm grounded in the Word. I'm established. What does that mean? What does that look like? How do you build a foundation like that? Because the people that I've seen over 40 years of here today came, were here for a while, backslid, not serving God, and in our community, going to no church. What happened to them? Versus the ones who stuck it out, was steadfast, continued in the faith, didn't waver, didn't give up, didn't give in, didn't doubt God. What was the difference between those two people? The Bible says the foundation they were building their life upon. The foundation they were building their life upon. So what does it mean to be rooted and grounded and established in the faith? Number one, it means you choose to agree with the Word and disagree with thoughts, feelings, and circumstances that are contrary to God's Word. Boy, that's powerful. You see, I found out that I can't follow God with my feelings. I can't serve God with my feelings, you know, alone, because feelings are fickle. I can't go by my thoughts. I definitely can't go by my circumstances. So what does it mean to build a solid, be established, rooted, and grounded in God's Word? What does that mean? It means that you choose, you're an individual, I'm an individual, I choose to agree with the Word and disagree with the thoughts that I have, the feelings I experience, the circumstances that I'm going through that are contrary to the Word of God. I disagree with them, and I stay in agreement with what does the Word say. You with me? That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Number two, I make God's Word priority. To be rooted and grounded and established in the Word means building my life on the foundation, a solid foundation that when life hits me, when life comes at me, when I go through physical, mental, financial, family, career, storms, I'm still standing on the other side, stronger, better, a larger place. So I make God's Word priority, and I schedule time for it. That's our one-year Bible, isn't it? I schedule time for it because what's important to me, I make time for. What's important to me, I make time for. And if foundation is important to me, if I make it or I don't make it, then I'm going to make time, schedule time to make God's Word priority over Facebook, over email, over TikTok, right? Over all the above. I want to make priority God's Word and schedule time for it. That's what it means to build a solid foundation. And that's how you get rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And you're not moved by your circumstances. You're not moved by your feelings. You're not moved by time, delay, rejection, disappointment. You're not moved by anything that's contrary to the Word of God. It doesn't move you. None of these things move you. Number three, you make it your first response. You make it your first response, the Word of God. You know, maybe you heard the story years ago. Pastor Kim was out working one of her horses out behind our house, behind the barn in the corral. And I was watching her from the deck, and all of a sudden, I saw her go flying in the air. I mean, she was flying up in the air. The horse had bucked her off. I ran out there immediately, and she was laying not moving on the ground. And thanks be to God, this is how we know we have a renewed mind. You know, we renew our mind in the Word of God. We know we have a renewed mind that when you're in a crisis, when you're in something challenging, obstacle, when you're in a test, trial, or temptation, the first thing out of your mouth is the Word of God. Then you know your mind is renewed, okay? So I give God all the credit, all the glory, but the first thing out of my mouth was the Word of God as I laid hands on her and prayed for her. And she got up, praise God. She could have been, bad things could have happened to her. I saw her fly up in the air and land on the ground. So your first response, if you're rooted and grounded and established in the Word of God, which is building a solid foundation, will stand any storm that life throws to you and me, then I got to make my first response the Word of God. Not what I'm feeling, not what I'm thinking. You know, right now it's so important that you and I learn to manage our emotions, control our emotions. That's so important. You know, if you and I don't, we're going to miss God's best. We're going to make wrong choices, and we're going to ruin relationships in our life. So make it your first response. That's what it looks like. The first one was, I forgot already, was what was? Agree with the Word. Agree with the Word. Agree with the Word. You've heard me tell my testimony. Years ago, I had a physical symptom in my body, and I went to a doctor, born again, spirit-filled, wonderful man of God. He looked at me, gave me a checkup. He said, Pastor, you're going to live with it for the rest of your life. He said, unless you go do surgery. But he said, even if you do surgery, I don't think that's going to take care of it. You're going to have to live with it the rest of your life. And I said, okay, thank you very much. But on myself, walking out, I'm thinking, what does the Word say? Whose report am I going to believe? And to God be the glory, God healed me of that. God healed me totally of that. Thank you, Lord. Make it your first response. Number four, make it final authority. Make it final authority. I know some of you say, Pastor, I know this, but it's simple. The foundation is simple truth acted upon daily. Simple truth acted upon daily. It's one thing to say, oh, I know that. It's another thing to take my learning and convert it into action. When the rubber hits the road, on the worst day of your life, with the worst news you've ever received, here's where the rubber hits the road. Make it final authority. Yeah, I see that. I may feel that. I may have heard that. They may have said that. But what does the Word say? And what the Word says is final authority. That's how you become established, rooted, and grounded in the Word of God. Number five, you put it in your mouth and you speak to your mountain. You put the Word of God in your mouth and you speak to your mountain. Because I know you're like me. When I'm in a storm, the storm is talking to me. Right? If I'm not talking to it, it's going to talk to me. The storm, the problem, what I'm going through. So you want to put the Word to be rooted, grounded, and established in the Word of God. It simply means I have a solid foundation built on the Word. I agree with the Word. I respond with the Word. I see my life through the Word. I make the Word final authority. What does the Word say? When I'm in trouble, I always look for a promise. When I'm in a storm, I always look for a scripture. When I'm in a storm, I always look for a scripture to speak and declare. So you put the Word in your mouth. It's not faith until it comes out of your mouth. It's not faith until it comes out of your mouth. So when I'm in trouble, I find a promise, and I start speaking that promise to the mountain. The Bible says, and this is a side note, but the Bible says that in Jeremiah, it says the Word of God is like a hammer. The Word of God is like a hammer, okay? And if you've ever noticed that if you want to bust up a rock with a hammer, a large rock, it takes more than one time hitting it with a hammer. So if you want to move your mountain, depending on how big your mountain is, you're going to have to speak the Word more than once. You're going to speak work over and over and over until the rock is busted, until the mountain moves. You don't say it once and stop there. You keep using the Word like a hammer. You keep hitting the rock, the boulder in your way until it crumbles and it's out of your way. Praise God. So you put it in your mouth and you speak to your mountain. And the scripture for that, I just want to give this to you. This is so good. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Y'all still with me? Yes. For the Word of God is quick And the Word of God is powerful. And the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Can you say with me, two-edged sword? On one edge of the sword, it's what God said. On the other edge of the sword, you've got to repeat what God has said. That makes it a two-edged sword. If you're not saying what God has already said, then you don't have an effective sword of the Spirit. A two-edged sword, on one side of the sword, is what God has said, what God has promised in the Bible, the Word of God. And then when you take what He has said and you start speaking it to your storm, it becomes a two-edged sword. That's powerful. The power of confession. I think we talked about confession, possession a few weeks ago on a Wednesday night. Then number six, what do I do? How do I build a solid foundation? How do I become more established, more rooted, and more grounded in the Word? Number six, I read Psalm 119. Read the whole chapter. Did y'all know, here's a little trivia, that's the largest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119. And you know it's almost right smack in the middle of the Bible? And you know what the theme is? The Word of God. Psalm 19, largest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119 in the middle of the Bible. And Psalm 119, the whole theme is the Word of God. So if you want to build your faith in the Word of God, which is building a solid foundation, I would encourage you to start making a study of Psalm 119. And let me give you a scripture I really like that kind of goes along with what we're talking about. Look at Psalm 119, 165. Great peace. Anybody want more peace tonight? I do. Great peace have they which love your word, and nothing. Talk about controlling your emotions. Talk about controlling your emotions. Nothing will trigger you, tick you, upset you, aggravate you, ruin your day. Nothing will offend you. Those who love the Word, those who are in the Word, those who are reading the Word, those who are applying the Word, those who are declaring the Word, what? You're building a solid foundation, and that's the difference between those who make it and don't make it. That's the difference. And that's so important that we understand that, and these are simply ways that you and I, what it looks like when we say, I'm rooted, and I'm grounded, and I'm established in the Word. What's that mean? I'm not moved by my circumstances. I'm not moved by what people say or don't say. I'm not moved by a bad report. I'm not moved by thoughts or feelings. I agree with the Word over what I'm feeling. I declare the Word. I put it first. I make it priority. I schedule the time. It's final authority. You may have said that. He may have said that. But what does the Word? That's how you know you're established, you're rooted, and you're grounded, and you have unwavering faith. And you'll finish your race, and you'll run your race well. And you'll be strong till the end. And through every storm, every adversity is only going to advance you. Every adversity is only going to advance you. Every storm is only going to create a story that you're going to share. Every test, you're going to get a testimony. Can we have a praise break? Praise God. Great peace have they which love the Word. Oh, and then number seven, pray for revelation. Read Psalm 119. Make it a study for the next 30 days and pray and ask God to give you revelation as you read it. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ, that's the Bible, dwell in you richly. Oh, I like that. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. So we're to be full of the word. If we fill our mind with the word of God, we'll live a fulfilled life. If we fill our mind with the Word of God, we'll live a fulfilled life. I hope I'm helping somebody tonight. Okay, so here's scriptures to back up on building that solid foundation. Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. First word, blessed is the man or the woman that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Notice, first we're walking, then we're standing, then we're sitting, right? Key is keep on walking. Keep on walking. Verse 2, But your delight is in the Word of God. And in the Word of God, here's how you become rooted, grounded, established. Here's how you build a foundation in your life that's strong and can withstand physical storms, financial storms, marital storms, career storms. And in His law do you meditate day and night. What's that? A habit. Verse 3, and what's going to happen to you? And you'll be like a tree planted. What's that? Foundation. Established, rooted, grounded. And you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you'll bring forth fruit in your season, and your leaf will not wither, and whatever you do will prosper. Whatever you do will prosper. Joshua 1, verse 8. How do I build a strong, solid, rooted, grounded, established foundation? Able to withstand any storm of life, the strength to go through whatever I'm going through today? It says, this book of the law, that's the Bible, keep it in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth. So it starts with our mouth, and it ends with our mouth. You know, we confess till we believe, and then once we believe, we confess, and the mountain moves. Confess till you believe, then once you believe, then you confess, then the mountain moves. So the process is just keep on speaking it, declaring it, decreeing it. It's like a hammer until you believe it. And then when you say it, the obstacle, the boulder, is smashed into small pieces and out of your way. Meditate day and night. Observe to do. So notice we're meditating for application. We're meditating for application. Knowledge is no good without understanding. Knowledge is no good without understanding. Leads to application, brings transformation. So notice, I have to start by meditating in it. You don't know what I'm talking about. You get a scripture like, I can do all things through Him who... Oh, that word just jumped out this afternoon, because strength for every storm. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Man, when I'm reading that, I told you Sunday, when I'm reading the Bible and a word jumps out, that's the anointing. That's a rhema word. That's a right now word to you from God. Oh, He says, and if you'll do what you've been meditating on, turn your learning, convert it into application. He said, then you'll make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Oh, I like good success, right? Then let's go on. Matthew 7, 24 through 28. Here's where I started the sermon, the message tonight, referring to this passage. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and you do them. I'm talking to doers of the word tonight. In fact, let's just say it. I am a doer of the word of God, and I'm blessed in my doing. Whoever hears these sayings and you do them, I'll liken you to a wise person who built your house upon a solid foundation, a rock. And the rain came. Oh, here comes the storms. And the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. A lot of us, we have a whole lot of storm going on right now beating against our house. But if your foundation is built on the rock, if you're the rock of God's word, if your foundation of your life is built on what God says about you, what God has declared over you, then guess what? The storms can come and the storms will leave, and you'll go through that season and you'll come out stronger and better in a larger place on the other side. Amen. And it fell not. I love that. It fell not. Why? Because of its foundation it was building their life upon. I'm not going to build my life on feelings. I'm not going to build my life on other people's circumstances. You know, I've been a pastor for a long time, and I've heard this many times down through the years. Yeah, but Pastor so-and-so. Yeah, but Pastor so-and-so. I'll share a scripture and they'll say, yeah, but Pastor so-and-so believed that and they died. Yeah, Pastor so-and-so did that, but it didn't happen. Well, I'm sorry about that, but I'm not building my faith. I'm not building my foundation. I'm not going to build my life on other people's circumstances or experiences. I'm going to build my life on the Word of God. If God said it, that settles it. I stand on it. I'm going to say it until I see it come to pass. That has to be your mindset. Amen, somebody? Turn to somebody and say, I think he's talking about you tonight. I think he's talking about you tonight. Okay. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, but you don't do them, you're a foolish person. And you built your house upon a poor foundation, upon the sand. So what was the difference between these two people? One was wise, one was foolish. What was the difference? Not the color of their skin, not their economics, not their education, not their age. The difference between people who make it and don't make it is the foundation they're building their life upon. And when we say as a believer, why, I am rooted, I am grounded, I'm established in the Word of God, that's what we're saying. We're building our life on the Word of God. We've been given the tools. I'm giving you all the tools tonight on how to do that. So it says that the likened to a foolish man built his house upon a wrong foundation. The storms came, floods came, winds blew, beat on that house, and great was the fall of that house. Wow, great was the fall of that house. Now, as the team comes, Psalm 112, I pray this chapter over my family every day. Look at Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is everybody who fears the Lord and delighteth greatly in his what? Commandments. That's the word of God, okay? Blessed is the man or the woman that reverences and respects God, and you're renewing your mind, you're in the word, you love the word, have a desire to learn and apply the word, God's word, then what's going to happen to you? Verse 6, surely you will not be moved forever. What is that? You're not going to waver. You're not going to have wavering faith. You're not going to be tossed to and fro by the news. You're not going to be anxious one day and in faith the next day worry, the next day worship. You're not going to be tossed to and fro. You're going to have unwavering faith because you're delighting yourself in the word day and night, night and day, 1 year Bible habit. And you'll not be moved. And the righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. You're going to leave a legacy. You'll not be afraid of CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox. You'll not be afraid of bad news. Why? Because your heart is fixed. That word fixed is established in the Hebrew. Established. Why does bad news not move you? Why are you not full of anxiety like everybody you work with, go to school with, live next door to right now? 1 out of 2 Americans are dealing right now with anxiety like never before, uncertain about our future. But what makes you different? The foundation you're building your life upon gives you the strength to go through every storm and come out successful on the other side. Come on, let's have a praise break, can we? Hallelujah. So your heart, look at verse 8. Your heart is established. Oh, I like it. Your heart is established. You will not be afraid until you see all your enemies defeated in your life.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.